In a somewhat disconcerting new study, scientists report that young kids who are bullied by other kids are more likely to develop psychotic symptoms as teens. Over 6,000 children were in the study, and they were followed from ages of 8 to 13. Now, this research is just out yesterday in the May issue of the journal Archives of General Psychiatry. And we've got Dieter Volker here to tell us more. He's a professor of developmental psychology and individual differences at the University of Warwick, and he joins us from England. Thanks for coming on. And, you know, I'm not a parent, but if I were, I would be really scared by this because bullying is hardly uncommon. You know, what are we really talking about when you say bullying?
Yeah, good morning first. Well, when we talk about bullying, it's really victimization that's repeated, systematic, and an abuse of power. And you've got two types of bullying. The one is direct bullying, like, for example, threats or being hit, beaten, etc. And you have got relational bullying, which are things like being excluded from the group, like you're not my friend, you can't play with us, etc. It's very important to distinguish this, what we call bullying, which is repeated every week, from conflicts that occur between children of the same strengths and ability.
Now, a few weeks ago, there was this shocking story about an 11-year-old Carl Walker who hanged himself, apparently after being bullied at school. And this was in Springfield, Massachusetts. Here's a little bit of his mother, Sir Deaner Walker.
Any parent out there, they have to do whatever is necessary to protect their child.
So what does that mean? What is by any means necessary when it comes to protecting your child?
Well, these are really two things. I mean, there's a role for parents. I think what is very important is that bullying very often can start at home. I mean, we have done in a different study, we looked at sibling bullying, and it is clear that children who are victimized basically by their older brother or older sister are also more likely to be victimized by their peers. And for parents, it's important not to be permissive, but to be very clear, loving and supporting, but also set very clear rules and identify who's the perpetrator and have adequate punishment for it so that the children actually learn the rules. But it doesn't stop there. Parents can't sit in the school and look after their children all the time. So it's very important that schools have good policies integrated in their curriculum, and in particular also have good supervision, like in the playground, be fair, and things like peer befriending schemes where the peers are actually themselves helping, because children are more likely to turn to another older child than telling the parents or the teacher.
How do you distinguish between sort of rivalry and bullying? I mean, in some sense, I think I know what bullying is, but, you know, I have four kids, and you know, my son's older sisters love to play with him and make him play the dog in their games. Should I be concerned about that?
No, you shouldn't be, because that's role playing, and they're actually fitting in. And the important thing is, if the younger one actually has got fun, then that's perfectly fine. What we're talking about is a child who really doesn't want to be teased on, doesn't want to be picked on, doesn't want to be beaten, doesn't have any way to fight back, and feels victimized and tries to avoid the situation. It then shows that they don't want to be with the other kids, stay away from others, don't have any friends who help them. So your situation, which you're describing, is a normal trying to find out different roles rather than being victimized.
Is it possible that children display symptoms, pre-psychotic symptoms, and that attracts bullies to them, and that you're observing a phenomenon that goes back before the bullying itself?
Yeah, that's perfectly possible. It's called reverse causality. Now, one of the things is really before 8 years of age, you can't measure psychotic symptoms, because then a lot of children who believe in Santa Claus, fairies, or think that they're Batman would have delusions. It's a normal part of their development. However, it's pretty clear how bullies work is that they try to pick, if they're in a class and come in a new classroom, they pick on every child. And then they home in on the child that shows the reaction, like, for example, cries, runs away, and has very little support. So the children have less social skills. They very often are alone, don't have any friends who stand up for them, and show a very strong reaction. And that's where bullies home in. So there's some social skill deficit which they're more try to tune in. But it's very important. This is not blaming the victim. We should do something to strengthen these children. But that's one of the things that has been observed.
It sounds to me like this may have some link to PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress, and how people react and do sometimes after, you know, anything from a violent incident to participating in a war. Just change. Can you change these kids back after they have had this psychotic break?
Yes, there are a number of studies who have tried to do intervention studies. I mean, there's not one recipe. But one of the things is very important that these children feel integrated, that they can make friends or they have got support, like by a peer support network. Another work we have just completed, which is an intervention study to use virtual reality, because children find it very difficult. You see, teachers often do role play, etc., in the classroom, and often it actually leads that the child gets victimized again in this role play or picked on. So what they could do is something like a role play by virtual reality, and could give advice to children who are agents on a computer screen of how they can escape victimization. We found over a 4-week period that half of the children were previous victims actually escaped being victims because they learned social skills really in privacy. So there are some ways of doing this.
Well, we want to thank you, and we've been speaking with Dieter Volker, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of Warwick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.